people having sex in the pool, people laying on our wine bars naked, people having sex on a balcony.
The headlines say it all. Oprah Winfrey, once America's beloved talk show queen, is now a fugitive. Ever since Diddy got slapped with those silver bracelets, Oprah's been nowhere to be found. But don't be fooled by the perfectly curated public image. The FBI thinks they've got plenty of reasons to be sniffing around, and Oprah's abrupt disappearing act has everyone asking why. Why can't Oprah stay in the United States? And what did the FBI discover just moments ago? First, Diddy, the shiny suit-wearing, always partying music mogul, ends up behind bars. He's allegedly been tangled up in a very shady underground scene, and apparently, he didn't just party with A-listers. There's footage, and Oprah's rumored to be right in the middle of this mess.
Yesterday, I was all the way across the country, and I was hiking on a Sunday afternoon, and I met a woman named Angela, who told me that she was gonna sit this one out. Now, I know she was immediately sorry she told me that, because I would not let up. So I said, sit this one out. We don't get to sit this one out.
Whispers started swirling when it turned out that Diddy might have been keeping some pretty damning tapes featuring underage celebrities in compromising situations. Who was allegedly holding on to those tapes? Oprah, of all people, apparently shelled out a cool $75 million for them. Now, what exactly a billionaire media mogul wanted with such tapes is a question that nobody has a clear answer to, but it's definitely not painting her in a good light.
I have security cameras in all the halls, and seeing that person sneak out around 2 a.m. was definitely a little suspicious. The most shocking example was an incident where the wedding was around 2 p.m.-ish that day. Come nightfall, one of our event staff slept with the wife and ended up getting caught. It turned into quite a big deal with screaming and shouting and all this stuff. He hid in a bathroom in a supply closet until the heat died down, and then he just walked into the front office and walked out like nothing ever happened.
And if that isn't enough, let's add Jaguar Wright's accusations into the mix. Wright's the kind of musician that speaks her mind, sometimes a little too much. She's been throwing names out there like Jay-Z, Beyonce, and now Oprah, calling them out for holding on to dirty secrets and maybe even dirtier deeds. Sure, some of the claims got her in hot water, and Piers Morgan even had to apologize for letting those accusations air on his channel. But that hasn't stopped Oprah's name from getting dragged through the mud. Social media has been blowing up, with users alleging that Oprah's been spending millions to cover up unspeakable acts. Sounds dramatic, but when a billionaire like Oprah bolts for the nearest border right after Diddy's arrest, it's no wonder folks are putting two and two together.
This lady has been doing for quite some time. She is grabbing
Shotgun approach.
Well, no, she's grabbing the salacious and very obvious headlines and expounding on them with, and again, I'm only saying this because I heard her say out of her mouth that she saw a video of Stevie J and Joe Budden. So I know.
It's funny how one minute you're everyone's best friend, and the next, you're a fugitive. Oprah built an empire by being the person that America trusted. Every weekday afternoon, people tuned in to their best friend, Oprah. She was the woman who made people cry, laugh, and think, and also somehow convinced them to buy a $400 blender. Now that friendly face is being accused of shady backroom deals, possibly using her fortune to hide things nobody wants to talk about. The question remains, if there's nothing to hide, why the sudden escape? Because folks, let's not forget, the FBI isn't just looking for her for kicks. This isn't about overdue library books. Oprah's being actively hunted, and there are serious accusations behind it. Even Piers Morgan, who's usually no stranger to stirring the pot, had to backpedal after airing Wright's accusations about Oprah. Lawyers were involved, threats of lawsuits flew, and clips got taken down faster than a blink.
Well, Jaguar Wright unexpectedly made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyonce during that interview. As I said in the moment, they were not present to respond or defend themselves.
But if Oprah's so squeaky clean, what's she afraid of? Why is a woman who's known for her book club and giving away cars suddenly packing her bags and fleeing the country? Online chatter hasn't stopped since the rumors broke. Some say that black wealth, think Diddy, Oprah, Jay-Z, is under attack. Maybe there's truth in that. But then again, maybe not all that wealth was made with the purest of intentions.
Last vacation yes. with all of you guys at Palazzo Fuji was so meaningful to me because it was a full circle moment to be able to take all of my friends on vacation.
I said, Kirby and I will pay for our part. She goes, absolutely not.
And I said, okay. Thanks, Auntie O. Okay.
One thing is for sure. When the FBI gets involved, the story usually isn't about a misunderstanding. And now, Oprah's a fugitive. There's a reason people are comparing this to Jeffrey Epstein's scandal. It's not a far-fetched leap if all these pieces fall into place. We're in an era where misinformation runs rampant, and anyone with a smartphone can become an armchair detective. But at the same time, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. Oprah may have laughed off rumors before, like the time people claimed her house was raided. But this isn't just some internet conspiracy. There's an ongoing FBI investigation, and the fact that she felt the need to vanish right now, that's hard to ignore. In a strange twist, it turns out Oprah's been hiding more than just her avocado obsession. If you think about it, it's not exactly normal to have your own orchard just because avocados are too expensive. And maybe that's how she's lived her entire life, on a level far removed from everyone else. When you've got a billion-dollar empire, you can afford to make problems disappear. Or at least, you think you can. But the timing here is just too convenient. Diddy gets arrested, the FBI's looking for dirt, and suddenly Oprah's out of the picture? It's like something straight out of a crime drama. Except instead of actors, we've got real people, real money, and real allegations that could bring everything crashing down. The deeper you dig, the more it feels like Oprah's squeaky clean image might be nothing but a shiny facade. There are a lot of theories swirling around. Some claim that when Homeland Security raided Diddy's properties, they weren't just looking for a paper trail. They were wiping out digital evidence. Could Oprah be involved in that tangled web too? Hollywood's known for its secrets, but this one might be too big to bury. And let's not forget, the internet is relentless. When people catch a whiff of scandal, they hold on. Oprah might be a billionaire, but public opinion is the one thing she can't just buy her way out of. And being a fugitive, that's not a good look, not even for Oprah. It's a strange thing when someone like Oprah, who's been a constant, comforting figure in pop culture for decades, ends up on the FBI's radar. The story's still developing, but every new piece of information makes things look worse for her. Whether it's allegations about intimate trafficking, covering up incriminating evidence, or just flat out fleeing from her problems, none of it aligns with the Oprah that people thought they knew. And maybe that's the point. Maybe none of us ever really knew her at all. As this drama unfolds, it's becoming harder to separate fact from fiction. But if Oprah really was as innocent as she claims, she wouldn't need to hide, would she? Right now, Oprah's somewhere far away, trying to stay out of reach while the FBI digs deeper into this mess. Maybe she's sipping a drink on some private island, but rest assured, they'll find her. The truth, whatever it is, will come out. Maybe she'll turn out to be the victim of a smear campaign, or maybe she's every bit as guilty as people are saying. Either way, the days of just sanitizing and self-distancing are over. The FBI doesn't care how many followers you have or how many bestsellers you've got. They care about evidence. And right now, it's starting to look like they've got plenty. Oprah Winfrey, America's sweetheart, turned fugitive. Let's see how this one plays out. How did a woman who stood as an icon of generosity and warmth fall into the crosshairs of an FBI investigation? Oprah's influence stretches far and wide. For years, she carefully crafted a public persona as someone who could do no wrong. She built schools in Africa, helped people in need, and became a beacon for philanthropy. But behind the scenes, it seems that there was something far more sinister lurking. With Diddy's arrest, a trove of secrets that were supposed to remain buried started to surface, and Oprah was reportedly tangled up in them. Sources claim that she was involved in covering up some of Diddy's most damning activities, particularly involving underage individuals. Allegedly, Oprah spent millions to acquire and bury footage that could destroy multiple high-profile careers, including her own. The internet is a strange place. It can make you famous overnight, or it can tear down an empire just as quickly. For Oprah, the internet has turned into a battleground where her every move is scrutinized, every decision questioned. People want answers. Why did she leave the country so suddenly? Was it just an unfortunate coincidence? Or was she genuinely trying to escape the law? Her tweets denying the allegations did little to help. They sounded dismissive, almost as if she thought a few words could quiet the noise. But there's a difference between dismissing a baseless rumor and running away while the FBI is closing in. The public can sense when something doesn't add up, and in this case, nothing seems to. Let's consider the accusations about the tapes. $75 million is an outrageous sum, but it's pocket change for someone like Oprah. But why would she spend that kind of money? If these tapes did, in fact, involve celebrities and illegal activities, then owning them would be a way to control the narrative, wouldn't it? It would make sure that nothing leaked, nothing that could damage her image or bring down her empire. Diddy's arrest meant that the secret was out, and the FBI had a direct line to all the dirt that people like Oprah had spent years and millions trying to bury. Suddenly, her decision to leave the country doesn't look like just an innocent vacation.
So I started to think about where would I most want to go? Maybe I should take all of you with me to the other side of the world.
We're going to Australia. We are going to Australia.
The media frenzy that has ensued is almost predictable. People love nothing more than a good scandal, and when it involves someone like Oprah, it's impossible to ignore. This isn't just some tabloid gossip. This is a woman who represented the best of the American dream. She rose from poverty, built a massive media empire, and won the hearts of millions. And now, it turns out that there might be a very dark side to her success. Allegations of intimate trafficking, covering up violence, and using her influence to protect predators. It's the kind of story that's almost too shocking to be true. Yet, here we are, with an ongoing FBI investigation and a media icon on the run. Oprah's connections have always run deep. From Hollywood A-listers to politicians, she's rubbed shoulders with some of the most powerful people in the world. And that's part of what makes these allegations so troubling. If Oprah was willing to use her power and influence to protect people like Diddy, then who else is she protecting? And why? The deeper this story goes, the more it feels like we're only scratching the surface. If Oprah has been hiding these kinds of secrets, then it's very likely that others in her circle are just as guilty. Hollywood is built on connections, and when one domino falls, the rest are likely to follow. What's fascinating is how quickly Oprah's friends and allies have gone silent. In the past, anytime Oprah faced even a hint of controversy, her supporters rallied behind her. They would go on talk shows, post on social media, and defend her integrity. But this time, there's been nothing but silence. No one wants to be associated with someone who's being investigated by the FBI for crimes this serious. It's as if they're all waiting to see how this plays out before deciding where their loyalties lie. And that speaks volumes. In Hollywood, silence is often louder than words. And in this case, it's deafening. The idea that Oprah could be involved in something like this is hard for many to accept. She's been a symbol of hope and success for so many people. But at the same time, the signs have always been there. The extravagant lifestyle, the high-profile friendships, the untouchable aura, all of it points to someone who is used to getting what they want, no matter the cost. And when you're that powerful, it's easy to think that you're above the law. But the law doesn't care about how many awards you've won or how many people love you. It cares about justice. And if Oprah has indeed been involved in criminal activity, then she'll have to face the consequences just like anyone else. The most chilling part of this whole saga is the possibility that Oprah has been hiding in plain sight for decades. The idea that someone who has been so publicly generous and kind could be involved in something so dark is almost too much for people to handle. But maybe that's why she's been able to get away with it for so long. People don't want to believe that their heroes are flawed. They want to believe in the fairy tale, in the idea that someone can rise from nothing and become a beacon of light. But fairy tales aren't real, and sometimes the people we look up to are hiding things that we could never imagine. The FBI investigation is still ongoing, and it's likely that more information will come out in the coming weeks and months. For now, all we can do is watch as this story unfolds. Oprah's flight from the country has raised a lot of questions, and until those questions are answered, the cloud of suspicion over her will only grow darker. Whether she's guilty or innocent, one thing is certain: Oprah's life will never be the same again. The public's trust is a fragile thing, and once it's broken, it's almost impossible to repair. Oprah Winfrey, once America's sweetheart, is now a fugitive, and the world is watching her every move. This story isn't just about Oprah, it's about power, influence, and the dark side of fame. It's about the lengths that people will go to in order to protect themselves and their empires. And it's a reminder that no one, no matter how beloved or powerful, is above the law. Oprah may have thought that she could control the narrative, that she could use her money and influence to make this all go away. But the truth has a way of coming out. And it seems that time might be running out for Oprah. Whether she's guilty or innocent, her decision to flee has already done irreparable damage to her reputation. And in the court of public opinion, that might be the harshest verdict of all. Oprah Winfrey, the queen of daytime talk and America's long-loved darling, hasn't exactly lived a scandal-free life. And now, if the latest reports are anything to go by, she's gone full Houdini, reportedly fleeing the country. But let's not forget, this isn't her first rodeo with controversy. Oprah's brand, once built on trust, book clubs, and tear-filled confessions, has seen its fair share of drama. From lawsuits to awkward endorsements, the media mogul has danced in and out of the limelight, navigating through mess after mess. But this time, she might be in deeper trouble than anyone could have predicted. And as they say, the plot thickens. First, let's dig into the whole beef issue back in 1996. Ah yes, the infamous burger boycott. Not exactly a chapter the Texas cattle ranchers are willing to forget. Oprah's comment about mad cow disease stopping her from eating another burger made the cattle folks see red, cue a lawsuit that dragged her down to Amarillo, Texas, where the entire town practically sharpened their pitchforks. Defamation? Check. Decline in beef sales? You bet. But she walked away from that one. Not liable, but not exactly unscathed either. And really, when you're Oprah, how do you bounce back from being public enemy number one in Texas? And then, there was the time Oprah got a bit too descriptive about certain bedroom activities in 2005, a discussion that wasn't quite appropriate for what most thought would be just another afternoon of inspirational stories and audience giveaways. But instead, parents ended up shielding their kids from the screen, frantically trying to switch channels during what should have been family-friendly hours. The FCC got involved because nothing says controversy like angry parents filing formal complaints. The idea of Oprah being at odds with a government body? Not exactly what her PR team had in mind. Jump ahead to 2008, when Oprah played politics. Everyone knew she had a thing for Obama, but when she declined to host Sarah Palin on her show during the election, well, it looked a lot less like personal preference and a lot more like political gatekeeping. The criticism was intense, and her carefully curated image took a hit. Media bias much? People started seeing her as less of the neutral, comforting figure in their living rooms and more of a partisan player. Oprah made her choice. She backed Obama, but the backlash was undeniable. Then there was that bizarre 2009 incident when Oprah, perhaps a bit too enthusiastically, told moms to buy vibrators for their teenage daughters. And no, this isn't satire. She really said that. The collective gasp from viewers and critics was deafening. People weren't ready for Oprah to dive headfirst into that kind of conversation, at least not on daytime television. It's one thing to hand out cars. It's another entirely to hand out intimate advice to teenagers. Parents were outraged, advocacy groups were furious, and suddenly Oprah wasn't the comforting maternal figure anymore. She was the one giving your teenager very questionable advice. Speaking of questionable endorsements, Oprah's nod to alternative medicine has been a wild ride. The thing with Suzanne Summers and her hormone replacement therapy, or when she let Jenny McCarthy have a platform to spout anti-vaccine nonsense. Not Oprah's finest hours. It's one thing to endorse self-improvement and empowerment, but giving airtime to pseudoscience? Not great, Oprah.
Like millions of people, I've struggled with my weight, and I've been shamed and ridiculed for it. Join me for a frank conversation about the medications.
Medical professionals came out of the woodwork to criticize her for promoting ideas that lacked scientific backing. But hey, ratings are ratings, right?
Her schoolgirl affectations and body movements. Like, okay, ready? Here it is. Like, okay. She raises herself off her chair. Like, I'm just really excited. I'm really excited about this. Okay.
You're so right. Okay. You're like, oh, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something you haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
It's going to blow your mind.
And let's not forget the time she told everyone that Australians love their hip McCafes, courtesy of her show's McDonald's-sponsored segment before her Australia tour. Cue Australians collectively scratching their heads and the Australian coffee scene, a sacred thing, mind you, fuming. It was like telling the French that their favorite meal is a Big Mac, a bizarre marketing ploy that ended up annoying the very people Oprah was hoping to charm. But hey, the checks from McDonald's must have looked pretty good, right? And speaking of optics, let's rewind to 2007, when her Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa faced a scandal that turned Oprah's dream into a nightmare. the former dorm matron was accused of mistreating students. Oprah said it was the most devastating experience of her life, and honestly, it probably was. But it also turned into one of those ugly reminders that even Oprah couldn't shield her projects from chaos. It wasn't a great look. Here she was, trying to do something positive, and instead, she had a PR disaster on her hands. Cue Oprah in front of the cameras, apologizing and trying to pick up the pieces. Fast forward to recent years, and Oprah's affiliation with weight loss culture has come back to bite her, and not in the way a Weight Watchers snack might. Her stint with Weight Watchers lasted almost a decade, and then suddenly, in 2024, she hopped off that board and revealed she'd been using a weight loss substance. Just like that, she abandoned the old work hard and be healthy mantra for a pharmaceutical quick fix. People felt betrayed. She was supposed to be the champion of balanced health, and now she's singing a very different tune. Now let's throw Monique into the mix. The comedian went full throttle at Oprah, calling her a raggedy bitch and accusing her of betrayal. Monique wasn't holding back, claiming Oprah and other big names had blackballed her from Hollywood. The feud laid bare some real tension in the entertainment industry, the kind of behind-the-scenes drama that fans usually don't get to see. And honestly, people started questioning Oprah's image. Was she really the supportive mentor she seemed to be, or was there a darker side to her power plays in Hollywood? And while we're talking about shady dealings, there's Joe Rogan's critique at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. He called out Oprah and Michelle Obama for their supposed hypocrisy, talking about income inequality while flaunting their millions. Rogan had a point, and people started to wonder, how authentic could these speeches really be when they came from people whose lives are worlds away from those of the average voter? It was a critical hit to Oprah's credibility, and you have to admit, it's not hard to see where Rogan was coming from. And let's not even start on the conspiracy theories. Actually, let's. Remember the time the internet lost its mind over some conspiracy about Oprah being involved in a global intimate trafficking ring? It was obviously bogus, but the fact that it gained traction says a lot about how people had started viewing her. Once you're seen as untouchable, the fall from grace, or even the rumor of it, gets amplified 1,000 times. And who could forget Rose McGowan blasting Oprah in 2021, calling her out as fake and mentioning her ties to Harvey Weinstein? The timing was messy, and it put Oprah in the crosshairs of the number Me Too movement. Here was Oprah, who had openly condemned Weinstein, but McGowan wasn't buying it. Oprah's past friendly interactions with Weinstein suddenly looked really, really bad. Was she oblivious, or worse, complicit? Did Oprah really flee to dodge justice? Or is this just another twist in a wild conspiracy? Let us know your thoughts below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more explosive updates.